Hello and praise the Lord. Happy New Year. We are in the year 2024. God's love and grace have ushered us into this year, having carried us through the whole of last year. And today is 1st of January 2024. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God who has brought us this far, who has shown his steadfast love, grace, and mercy to his children. And out of the abundance of his love and grace has enabled us to see this year, 2024. Happy New Year from our daily inspiration. We thank God who has granted us this opportunity, an opportunity that many desired, but they did not get. But God has granted you this opportunity because he has a purpose and he has a plan for you. And I can assure you that the Lord who has been with you in previous years will also be with you in this year, and you shall see his grace abounding in all that concerns you and in all that you shall do in the year 2024. He is a God of new mornings, new beginnings, new masses, and he is still creating. And I am reminded that when God created the earth, the heavens and the earth, he created all the animals, all the plants, the things that we know, and even things that we don't know. The scripture says that he brought his creative work to Adam, and he told them to give it a name. He brought this animal with a very tall neck, and Adam looked at it and said, "You shall be called giraffe." Oh, he brought this animal that has four, that is a bit fat and has four legs that keeps on hopping from one place to another. And Adam said, "You shall be called a frog or a toad." And the Bible says that whatever name he gave it, that was its name. You know what that reminds me? It is God's work to create. And it is our work to give it a name by faith. And the scripture says, whatever name Adam chose for the animals, that became its name. God has created for you another year. God is waiting for you to give it a name. And at our daily inspirations, we've given this year a name. There is a thing that we shall pursue God for in the year 2024. By faith, we shall seek God concerning this theme. And we know that the Lord who has granted us the ability to name will surely bring it to pass, and that shall become its name. My brothers and my sisters, our theme for the year 2024 shall be the year of our overflow. We shall trust God to overflow. This stems from the knowledge that God is a God of more than enough. He just does not give you what you need. He gives you exceedingly abundantly above all we can imagine or think. And that is what we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. The scripture says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Paul is reminding the Ephesians, God answers prayer. He is reminding them that God meets with our needs, but he is going the extra mile of telling them that he is a God of more than enough. He is a God of exceedingly abundantly above. He is a God of overflow. My brothers and my sisters, in our lives, in our individual lives, in our families, in our relationships, in our businesses, and even in our jobs, in our spiritual life, in every sphere of our lives, I want to challenge you to join faith with me in believing that 2024 will be the year of overflow. We shall see grace abounding in all areas of our lives. We shall not merely survive. We shall not merely get by. We shall not merely hustle, but we shall see grace abound. The Lord who causes us to rain, not just a few drops to sustain the plants, not just a few drops to fill your tank, but there is always an overflow. I want you to believe with me that in the year 2024, God will cause an overflow in our lives. God will cause an overflow of grace. God will cause an overflow of favor. God will cause an overflow of love. God will cause an overflow of opportunities to knock our doors because we are called by his name. We refuse the scarcity mentality because our God is a God of surplus. He is a God of abundance. He is a God of more than enough. That is why I want us to unite faith that in the year 2024, this is our year of overflow. Like Jacob, let's reign with an angel. We shall hold, take hold of God. We shall pray. We shall seek his name. We shall talk about it. We shall confess. If need be, we shall fast. And let me tell you, God will grant that whatever name we give our year, that shall be its name. How I pray that I will hear testimonies in December of overflow. How I pray that I will hear testimonies of families that God has given overflow, of businesses that God has given overflow, of ministries that God has given overflow, because in the year 2024 is our year of overflow. And we shall overflow in grace. We shall see God at work in our midst. My brothers and my sisters, I welcome you into the year of overflow. And I command you to overflow in all areas of our lives and to experience God's divine favor and grace in all that you shall do. Let us pray together. Eternal and everlasting God, Alpha and Omega, the God of new beginnings and the God of its ending, we are grateful that out of the abundance of your love and mercy, you have ushered us into another year, the year 2024. And even as you asked Adam in the beginning when you were creating to give your creative work a name, you have created for us this year, and we have chosen it to call, we have chosen to call it the year of our overflow. We pray that in the year 2024, God, we shall experience your overflow in all areas of our lives, in our family front, in our relationships front, in our job and businesses front, in our spiritual front, in our parenting front. God, in all the things that we do, we pray that we shall experience an overflow of grace and favor that will come from you. You are God who meets with us at the point of our need, and we dare believe and trust you that we shall see your hand of grace overflowing in all areas of our lives because we have put our trust and our confidence in you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for the new year. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen. Amen. From Charles Peter Inspirations, Happy New Year. Mine is to wish you a year of abundance, of surplus, of excess, a year of overflow, godly overflow in all areas of your lives. Thank you for joining me for this inspiration, sharing your time with me, and thank you for those comments and even sharing this message out there to spread the word of overflow. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a happy new year. God bless you and thank you so much.